Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
He's a God of restoration. He restores what the locusts have eaten. And that is CRC Music, Restore. The time, 13 minutes just after 2, right here on Heart to Heart. I am Sibongile Mofokeng with you up until 3 o'clock. I'm joined now by Pastor Ernest Kgwadi. Muruti, the last time we were talking to you, we were talking IAG.
Yeah,
hey.
Yeah.
I see you've rested.
Yeah, well.
You look like you rested after
thank
the
you,
conference.
Thank you so much. And let me also take this time just to hudumedi sabanabeshu, you know,
yes.
Our brothers and sisters in the Lord.
Yeah.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are blessed. God is giving us, you know, an opportunity.
Yeah.
And He teaches us through His word. So,
yeah.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Muruti, we are on fraudulent marriages. Maybe people will ask themselves, Muruti Kgwadi, marriages. Who is Muruti Kgwadi first?
Oh, yes.
Where marriages are concerned.
Well, by virtue of being a marriage officer, I was licensed by the Department of Home Affairs some time ago, many years ago.
Many moons ago, yeah.
But, since then, I've been exposed to a number of issues as it relates to marriage. Remember, we do the counseling, Ria Nyadisa, Ria the Home Affairs, and so on. We advise.
Mm.
And during this process, Sibongile, Rebona di ntotenga tatse ilo
hore. Marutia bo.
Yes. We, you know.
It's singis.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Mfundisi kang tiksepsug.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much.
I got we're singing.
All right. Yeah, thank you so much. Yes, I was saying during this time, Sibongile, then one is really exposed to so many things. And then at times, you are approached by people who want you to assist them by way of, marrying them. And then they will offer you a big, money and so on.
As a pastor,
yes. Remember,
they say we'll pay you something.
Sibongile, that's the world that which we live in.
Yeah.
Everything is possible. And for this topic, thank you so much, because it really opens up so that we are able to teach our brothers and sisters, so that they don't fall prey, among all these issues and so on. But as I was saying, people at times do approach us because they know that we are marriage officers. We act on behalf of the
Home Affairs. Yes.
In simple terms, we are the extension of the Home Affairs.
Mm.
Because when you go to Home Affairs, you find that it is really full and so on. Now, the Home Affairs at times will refer people to, marriage officers because they are not able to handle the volume of, people who want to marry.
Mm.
But I want to talk, briefly about this problem that which we are facing.
It is a problem.
It is.
Number one, there are those, and I remember some years back, and I was like, Muruti, you have to come back.
Yeah.
I remember we spoke about this some years back.
Yes, I do remember.
I don't know which year was it.
Yeah.
When I say some years back, we carry it million years ago. Maybe it was just around 2014 or 15. I remember we spoke about people who say, I'm surprised I find myself married.
Yeah.
I don't know how, because I am not married. And I remember, Muruti, you said it strongly that during those times back then, that there are those ones who say that. But the truth is that as the Home Affairs were doing investigations, they found that most of them were paid to be married by foreigners.
Yeah.
And then they find themselves in that kind of settlement. And now if they're not winning, they come out and say, I'm surprised.
Yeah.
Is this still the nature even now?
Home Affairs, to be honest, Sibongile, has tried to reduce, this challenge by introducing another system where when we marry people now, we are required to have their ID photos. They must give us their identity document or passport photos.
Yeah, and because again, our certificates never had photos.
Yes, and again, we have to take even their fingerprints.
Okay.
And a number of people, they would complain to say, I see I'm married. And, you know, at times when they realize that they are now married is when they want to apply, more especially the younger generation, is when they want to apply for the grants for the children.
Oh.
Yes, or a particular, you know, something with that has to do with government.
Mm.
And then at the Home Affairs, you know, they're going to be told to say, but when are you are married?
Mm.
So where is your husband? And then they would start to say, down, but how? Only to find that some years ago, you had signed a document and some of our children, Sbonyile, they were aware, but they did not know the impact or the danger that they are getting themselves into. And after signing, and they sign because they just want to receive money at that particular time so that they can buy something to eat. That's why when we talk about fraudulent marriages, Sbonyile, we are talking about a marriage that is entered into in a dishonest way. That is entered into illegally, that is entered into unlawful. And, you know, under normal circumstance, these fake marriages is something that is a quick arrangement. It's arranged very hastily. And when, after it has been arranged, you find that somebody is given money and he or she is happy about the money that which she received.
So how much are we looking at?
Sadly, in most cases,
it's
just less than 1,000 rands.
Haibo.
And people will sell his or her soul into somebody else.
For 500 rands.
For just 500
rands.
For 400.
Sure.
Because people are very hungry at that particular time, and they don't know the challenge that which they are getting themselves into. That is why it's very much important to educate, especially, you know, our communities and enlighten them to say, we really need to, you know, to be vocal if you are approached by especially the foreign nationals, because they want to be secured when they come.
They
in
just
our
want the
country.
ID.
They just want to belong, you know, as we need it. Now, this thing, most often, this is done in an effort to benefit from the marriage. Let's say, for an example, the foreign nationals, they will come to you and, you know, talk to you and entice you and promise you a lump sum of money. But at the end of the day, they don't even give you that
money.
They
don't deliver.
Yes, they don't deliver. They just give you a, you know, a little amount of money in order to get you agreeing to sign documents. We also have to alert people to say, you know, Sbonyile, it is very important for you, before you sign any document, you must go through it, you must read, you must understand. If you don't understand, get somebody you trust. Ask that particular person to say, can I engage and put my signature in this document? Otherwise, if you don't do that, you don't know what you are getting yourself into.
Sure. Muruti, I'm just wondering, I was watching this other show where they are addressing the matter of fraudulent marriages at some point. I think it was last year, or was it early this year? Yeah, I think. And they were asking the lady, when you were signing, weren't you aware that you are getting married?
Yeah.
She says, no, they produced some documents to me and then I just signed. And they're like, no, but you didn't read when, or didn't you see that you're getting married?
You see, this is what I'm talking about. To say, before you attach your signature, your signature is very much important. Your ID number, you don't just give your ID number to any person who will write it down and say to you, sign here. Because you are really putting yourself into a serious challenge. But now, at this time, you may not even see the danger that which you are
because you're just looking at the quick gratification you're going to get.
Exactly, exactly. And after some years, then that's when you realize to say, but here, I've made a mistake. Of course, we agree that there are some fraudulent marriages which happen without your knowledge, not because you have signed. Yes, they are there. You know, people will just take your identity document and so on and put it. We love social media, Sibongile. We normally also warn the people to say, don't put your personal details on social media. Because once people are exposed, you know, to your information, they are able to do something with that information. If you put your ID numbers, at times people are very happy to say, I have graduated, and then they will take pictures. There's your ID number there, your names are there, and so on, your certificates and so on. You really need to be careful on what do you display on social media, because people hate, you know, accounts, Facebook account, your emails and so on. They take that information, they use it in such a way that they are going to benefit. You see, so but there are those instances whereby you find that our children, especially our young girls, they are really, you know, not clued up. They don't know about, you know, the marriage that they have entered into. You can go to your Department of Home Affairs, get help. You can go to someone who is knowledgeable, maybe an attorney, a lawyer, and so on. Reach out. Don't stay after you have realized that your documents somehow are changed, your surname is changed, and so on, and then you relax. No, you really need to stand up and do something. Also, remember, Sibongile, that when it comes to the issue of marriage, maybe let me read a passage of scripture, because the Bible does tell us, and it talks about marriages. It says in the book of Hebrews chapter number 13, verse number 3, marriage must be honored by everyone. Now, when you read a passage like this, you realize that marriage, actually, it is an institution that is created by God. It is supposed to be honored. It is supposed to be respected. But unfortunately, so many people defile marriage in, you know, many ways. And this is why we say we really want to educate people to say, before you commit yourself, please make sure, know what you are getting yourself into. Yes, there are many types. I mean, maybe let's talk about types of marriages that which we have. We in South Africa, we do have in community of property. And remember, Sibongile, there are those who will say, I don't want to sign the marriage register. I don't want to go to the Home Affairs and bind myself. I want to observe the lobola thing and so on. But remember,
you are already bound. By the mere fact that the family signed.
Exactly.
Okay.
You are, and then that marriage regime is automatically in community of property until such time that when you will come to say, no, I want to, you know, do the out of community of property.
Okay.
Yes. Then you are also allowed to do that. And every marriage must be registered with the Department of Home Affairs. So many people, they want to enjoy the benefits of marriage, but at the end of the day, they forget that they should go to the Department of Home Affairs and make, you know, and register their marriages. We have got problems.
It has to be known.
It has to be known. We have got so many problems and challenges to a point where if one spouse has to leave this world, then all challenges will surface now. The families, the relatives, and so on, they will want to come and claim this and that. And some, they will say, no, we don't know this Makoti, or we don't know this Mkwenyana, and so on. But we are encouraging our brothers and sisters to say, go to the Department of Home Affairs and legalize your marriage. Sign the marriage register. If you don't want to sign in community of property, our government has made things very easy for us so that everybody should be accommodated. You can go and ask for what we call the antenuptial contract. That is the exclusion of the community of property. And then you can choose whether you want to go with accrual system, the application of the accrual system, or without the application of the accrual system. So that at the end of the day, you don't find yourself having to be married by somebody else fraudulently while you are married to another person customarily.
So you'd be married customary and civil.
Yes.
Yeah, but by somebody that you do not know.
But by somebody that you do not know.
So which one overweighs the other?
Now, you know, the one that is fraudulent, that one is a problematic. Remember that in the laws of South Africa,
yeah,
the South African laws, they also do recognize the customary marriage.
Yes.
Now, once you have entered the customary marriage, make sure you go and register that as well. Go to the Department of Home Affairs.
What is the procedure if somebody finds themselves married without their knowledge? Okay, I understand we'll come back to those ones who are paid for it. But now, what is the procedure? I didn't know. I had my things on social media, as you said.
Yeah.
Or maybe, I lost my ID.
Yes, maybe you lost your
ID. Can I
ID?
Not use me as an example?
All right. Okay.
Yeah, that person, whoever, she has lost the documents and suddenly they are married. And I hear more women find themselves married than men.
Yeah.
I've never heard a case of a man who found himself married to a woman.
Yeah, mostly it's women, unfortunately.
Okay.
Yes.
So what is the procedure if that person finds themselves married?
Well, depending on the circumstances of that particular fraudulent marriage, Sibongile, maybe you need to go to the relevant department. You go to the lawyers. They are going to be able to assist you, so that even the Department of Home Affairs, so that they are able to assist you to annul that particular marriage. It's going to be
canceled. In your record as a divorcee now.
I'm not quite sure about that, to say are you going to be identified as
because
a divorcee?
Because that was fraudulent.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it may not be like that, because remember, this is fraudulent. That's why when you go to the department, the correct department, then you will be able to be assisted. But an investigation must be conducted, so that the department, the government, the police, the Home Affairs, Department of Justice, whatsoever department that which you can go into, they must satisfy themselves as well, to say, yes, this is a fraudulent marriage. You did not take part in this marriage.
Do we have, Moruti, these perpetrators arrested, apprehended? Or they are never found most of the times?
Well, to be honest, I have never heard, you know, of a case where the perpetrators have been
apprehended
or arrested and so on.
I hope it changes.
Yeah, let's hope that will change, because really, if they put you in that situation, just imagine the trauma that you are going to be suffering, the stress, the money that which you are going to be losing at that time, going to and
lawyers,
you know, going
all that.
Yes, going to see, you know, the lawyers, and then, you know, all, if you are using a taxi, you have to, or the petrol that which you are going to be using, just for you to get your name sorted. And it is going to be a struggle. It's not going to be something that will be done over a night, but it is something that is going to take time before you are cleared. So now, somebody is putting you into trouble, and that particular somebody, investigations must be done, and they must be apprehended, including, Sibongile, marriage officers.
Okay.
Because marriage officers...
And it's what you were talking about,
yes,
who are bought.
Exactly. Marriage officers, they must also account, because they are the ones who are assisting and issuing the certificates. Remember, as a marriage officer, I have the power to issue the marriage certificate after we signed the marriage register, after obtaining all the necessary documents and so on, then I do. The other thing, we should not bypass the process of getting married. When we get married, when we sign documents, we must sign documents in the presence of all parties. It is not allowed, if should you want to marry then you come to
it's
me.
It's just you and the office,
the two of us, office. And I go somewhere and make another person to sign and so on.
So you should have your witnesses with you from both parties.
Exactly.
All right. From witnesses, both sides.
Yes. The prospective husband, the prospective wife must all be present. The witnesses must all be present. They must furnish to the marriage officer with documents. If ever, let's say, these are the South African citizens, then, of course, I've spoken about the passport photos. You must furnish to the marriage officer your identity document as well. And then we must also take your fingerprints. And so that process, it must be done in the presence of each other so that everybody could consent to say, I am present or I was present when Sibongile Mofokeng was getting married to Ntate Mofokeng, you see, so that at the end of the day, everybody is covered. Then I take those documents, I go to the Department of Home Affairs, I register. Now, people bypass the process. They want easy things to be done. Hey, Muruti, I'm not available now. Please make him sign and then come to me and sign. In the process, what happens? Because once you sign, Sibongile, and I leave here, I go somewhere to make somebody sign. Do you have the assurance that the person signing is the rightful person that you are marrying? So these are some of the things that which we are looking into. And I was also talking about the marriage officers. And we want to say to all marriage officers, you know, ethics are very much important. The fear of God is very much important. Let us not be allowed, you know, to be bribed by
to think through your stomach.
Money, exactly. You think through your stomach. People can give you money, but at the end of the day, you are putting yourself, your reputation, your principles, you know, that you are just putting yourself into a serious challenge. And you are not only putting yourself, also the name of your church into disrepute. Also, you are putting the very people that you are making them to sign into a, you know, to be experiencing so many challenges. Now, these are some of the dynamics that which we want to bring to us.
Sure, Moritz. The next thing we've watching a pastor being driven out by the hawks.
Exactly. And we wonder, but
what happened?
What happened? Only to find that, no, there are issues. There are issues.
All right, Muruti, let's take a break and come back to talk to you some more. Family, the lines are open for you. You can talk to us. 012-334-1322 is the number that you can dial. I see some messages coming through from family members. 082-657-2729 is our WhatsApp line and Telegram line. 37871 is our SMS line. You get a question, we are here. We'd love to hear from you. We're going to take the sounds of King D music as our break. Kundi is the title of the song.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Do remember that if you want to be part, if you want to sit in the Radio Pulpit vehicle on the 19th of September, being pulled by the strongman, who is, of course, Danny van Lochenberg, who is the CEO of Child Protection Hotline, send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729, starting with the word passenger. Pietra Small, you wanted to be part of the passengers who will be sitting. But Pietra, Oh, you did. You did. I see. You did. You did send that WhatsApp. I listened to your your voice note earlier as we were talking with, but it came a little bit late as we were talking to Danny. So yeah, you did send that with the word passenger. So yeah, it is Heart to Heart with you up until 3 o'clock. At 3 o'clock Germany, Johanna says hello to you on something else right now with me, Sibongile Mofokeng. Sitting with Pastor Ernest Kwadi, we're talking fraudulent marriages, and you can be part of our discussion. 012-334-322, 082-657-2729-3787, 871 SMS line, and you can be part of our discussions. Let's answer the question of Annie Smith before we move forward, Muruti. And she says, Sibongile, hope you are well. And do you have to go to Home Affairs after you got married? Or is the marriage certificate from the church sufficient to have?
All right. Yeah, thank you so much for this question. Sibongile, I may not understand the marriage certificate from the church, but
like
this is
when
the
you officiate as the officiator, yes. And then
I wanted to clarify that one. This is the process. If you don't go to the Home Affairs to sign the marriage register, then you opt to go to a church minister who is a marriage officer. Then the marriage officer is going to issue you with the handwritten marriage certificate. Then the marriage officer will go to the Home Affairs to register your marriage with Home Affairs. Then in turn, you can go to any Department of Home Affairs in the Republic of South Africa. They will issue you with a computerized marriage certificate. And that is going to be done after the minister or the church marriage officer has registered your marriage with the Home Affairs. But if your marriage is not registered by the minister with Home Affairs and you are issued a church certificate, that is not enough. So in other words, to simplify it, after you signed a church, the minister who made you to sign will have to go first to the Department of Home Affairs and register those details. Marriage, just capture your marriage. And after that, then you can be given the marriage certificate, a computerized marriage certificate.
I hope, Emmy, you got your answer right there, because I think many are asking themselves the very same question. Now, Muruti, we were addressing the matter of one who finds themselves married without their knowledge, and you say they can go to the lawyers and get the marriage nullified, right? Now, here are our sisters who are getting married to foreign nations. Is it okay? Let me ask this question first before I go to foreign. Is it, do we find, are there some marriages where a person would find they are married to somebody right in the country? Do we have we experienced something like
well,
that?
Well, it happens, yes. But mostly the majority is the problem of the with the foreign nationals. That is the majority, you know, because they want to obtain the citizenship and so on. With this one, it's not many cases that which we you would normally get, but the majority of the problems that we are experiencing is with the foreign nationals. And while we are still there, Sibongile, I don't know if this maybe would be the question that which you wanted to ask, but there is a procedure that needs to be followed if you want to marry a foreign national.
Yeah.
You don't just come to...
I love him! We want to get married!
Yes. Now, there is a procedure, the processes that needs to be followed. The first thing, you need to go to the nearest Home Affairs where you are staying, the nearest one, and you go to the immigration office and ask for the immigration officer. The immigration officer will set up an appointment with you and your prospective partner. And then on that particular time or day, there is going to be an interview conducted. Once that interview is conducted and the immigration officer is satisfied to say, I have done my interview, I am happy about this relationship.
Okay.
To me, the relationship appears to be valid.
Okay, Muruti, just hold it right there as we are going on with the process. Hi, family. How are you?
I'm blessed. How are you, sis?
Blessed, Babu Bunkosi. Welcome.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Hayi siyabonga ukusicushisa.
Amen. Amen.
Ukuthi kusenze njani ngoba kona bakhona abashadiswa fraudulently bangazi but uma ngithi ngiyayibheka bancane.
Yeah.
Ngoba yazi indlala yenzisa abantu enye into.
Mm.
Mina kunomnye umfana obekade abhema ama-drugs bekahamba yothatha i-ID njalo yena ulahlekelwe i-ID kanti bathi bayawathengisa
ha
uyayithatha uma ibuya lana uyahamba uyoyithengisa 500 rand
ha
abantu benza izinto ezithusayo ngenxa yendlala. Embuzweni wakho sisibongele ukuthi nabala ekhaya bayashada fraudulent. Mina ngabona enye into omunye umfobe akazihlalela i-1 angananankosikazi uthe umashona umndeni wakhe umathi uyaya lapho bathola kuthi kukhona umuntu oclaimile iy'mali zakhe ushade naye yena abamazi akekho mazi akekho ko wambona
yo sure.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Babunkosi. Wow, Babunkosi says thank you, Muruti, for making us aware, for raising awareness on these. He is also talking about somebody who got married without them knowing.
Yeah.
A South African who got married without them knowing that they were married. It was a man. After he passed on, somebody had claimed when the family went there to claim, they knew he was not married.
Yeah.
They knew him not to be married. And then suddenly there was somebody who had claimed everything that he worked for. And the family didn't know about this.
Yeah.
I wonder if he even knew he was married.
Yeah. Actually, there's this very issue that I dealt with I think a month ago.
Yeah.
Where this gentleman, you know, is now in court because of these marriages and so on.
Mm.
The lady passed on and so on. So it's just to prove, to say, even among the, you know, citizens. Yes, citizens. It does happen.
Sure.
It does happen.
Muruti, I don't think we'll be able to finish our topic today, but let's respond to family members as well. We will come back.
Yeah.
Part two. A family member says, I met a woman and then loved her to bits, but then for us to stay together or move in together, she said there must be something solid. She must have or show her family. Then she came up with the idea of going to the Home Affairs.
All right. Now, are these the South African citizens or?
Yeah, family. I think if you can just clarify before Muruti goes, we have a couple of minutes. Okay. All right. It continues. The story continues. But I refuse gently with educating her that we need to choose the type of marriage we are going to enter into. Then also, for what? We need to start with Lobola, but she was not willing to follow that route, and she got
angry.
And she got angry in such a way that I thought I will lose her. And even though I tried several times to educate her, about the types of marriages, she eventually she organized her sister and me had to organize a friend. As she said, she does not want my family to ask questions why we go for Home Affairs before family lobola negotiations. So eventually got married in they are both South African citizens.
Okay.
So they didn't have the customary marriage where the families sat down and lobola was paid and all.
Yeah. You see, our system in South Africa, you just need only two people to witness to say we know that the arrangement has been entered into, or there is a relationship to a point of getting into marriage. You just need only two people. The system of the governance in South Africa, it does not necessarily, you know, look into the lobola matters. The lobola, these are our African way of doing things. But according to our law, it's only two witnesses. But I want to bring this advice. Should you want to marry, do not allow anybody to push you into taking a decision to say, let's marry now. You need to take time, find yourself, listen to other people, talk to other people, be certain that you are now ready for marriage. And then if you want to go for in community of property, out of community of property, with the application or without the application of the accrual system, it is within your rights. There's no one who should force you or who should pressurize you and so on. You have a choice to do, because at the end of the day, Swingile, you can enter into in community of property because somebody has pressure, was just pressurizing you. And to change that, well, it is possible, but it is very costly, because you have to go to a high court and make the applications and so on. It is going to be costly. That's why we are simply saying, when you want to marry, it is, you know, take your time, be sure about the marriage, even the marriage type, the marriage type that which you want to enter into.
He says, I feel that she trapped me, but we're still together for now 7 years. Just how she orchestrated it.
Yeah.
He feels trapped by the whole thing. All right. We don't have much time any longer. Let's hear what Pietro says.
Married overseas in England.
Oh.
And he done it.
Sorry, Pietra.
It's private. It just happened to my friend who actually married overseas in England, and he done it to four wives, and there's actually nothing what you can do. She applied for divorce because it can be so legal if the calculation, but it does happen. So sorry, ne? Have a wonderful, blessed afternoon.
Sure, yeah. Thank you for sharing that one. So these things do happen.
It's very sad, Swingile. They really do happen.
All right.
Yeah.
A family member says, I think she wanted to secure finances, but still love her. Just that part did not sit properly, but I hear you. And I think they need to go for counseling for that.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, they need to go, but I can advise that let them sit, just both of them together. Let them discuss the matter, and someone should be able to be free enough to express his dissatisfaction or her dissatisfaction and so on. But if they are not able to resolve the matter,
the two of them,
then they can look for someone who can assist them to talk to them.
All right, Moruti. Time is not on our side.
I wanted to explain, you know, the process, Mara. Maybe next time.
You have about a minute to just say something about that process quickly.
Should one wants to marry, the foreign national, after the interview at the Home Affairs, the immigration officer, there must be a letter of no impediment that must be obtained from your home country, Swangile, and then you bring that letter or those documents together with the document that comes from the immigration officer, then you give them to the marriage officer, who is going to then be able to assist you. Remember, you must also have a valid passport. If the visa is required, everything must be valid. You do not marry if the passport has expired.
Okay, we will come back and start with the process again.
Oh yes.
All right. Yes. Moruti, where do we contact you if we'd like to be in to talk to you directly?
Yeah, I'm on 082-470-6408. 0818-333-0808.
Amuriti, thank you so much for coming through.
God bless
educating
you.
Educating us on these. The family member says, thank you, Amuriti. Maybe leave contacts for asking questions and further advices. But thank you, sister and Amuriti. Ah, God bless you,
Amen.
Family member. Thank you for choosing us as your number one radio station. We will be coming back with part two. We are not done with Amuriti Ernest Kwadi. So, yeah, do remember that if you'd like to talk to him, 082-470-6408 is the number.
Yes.
082-470-6408 for any advices on this matter. Amuriti, may God awesomely keep you.
Thank you. God bless
you. Your last words?
Well, I love the people. I love, you know, the children of God. Let's educate. Let's pray together so that at the end of the day, we are covered in every aspect of our lives. Thank you.
Thank you, Amuriti and family. Let's meet tomorrow in the morning at 9 o'clock on Just For You. Next up is Germany. Johan Else on Something Else, and we say hello to Germany. Lastly, 082-470-6408. That's Amuriti's numbers. Leaving you with the sounds of Forever Jones. He wants it all.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.